Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys.
Hey guys, in this video, I'll show you the best targeting strategy for Facebook ads that you can utilize, whether you're having spending only like $100 or $300 or $500 dollars per day on ads, or you're already spending like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 per day on Facebook ads. So this strategy you can utilize. I will simplify everything for you because this topic has been overcomplicated by many people. Many people try to sell you the software, some nonsense that basically like tries to like pinpoint very small targeting options, which is total waste of time. And so I want to show you exactly what's working for us right now. I want to show you how we do it. I'll show you inside of Ads Manager with exact results we are getting so you can replicate those results for yourself. So let's get started. I'll show you everything, guys. Hey guys, so here I want to show you the results inside of one of our ad accounts. So you can see this is a very small store doing about $240,000 per month with all of the backend and email, and pretty good ROAS. So the break-even ROAS here is about 1.5. So we are very, very profitable here. And so I want to show you the targeting options that we're actually using here so you can just replicate the same structure for yourself. Now, the structure here, guys, so this is CBO campaign, right? It has $1,000 a day budget. And what's interesting, guys, is that this one campaign here, right? So this one campaign, we started running this particular campaign not long ago. So this month so far, in 3 days, spent like $3,200. So spending about $1,000 a day. And the structure here, guys, is very, very simple. It's very profitable. And the structure is very simple. So for example, here we have 190 million people in this particular audience, which means, you know, there is no targeting at all. You can see this is just United States. This is just age 25 to 65. It has all genders, all demographics, interests, and behaviors, right? And placements. You can see it's very open. It's hyper open. There is no limitations for the pixel whatsoever. So what I want to show you guys is how to get to this point. So if you're only spending like $100 or like $300, $500 per day on Facebook, then I'll show you how to evolve to this point where you can open up your targeting and how to do it properly. At the same time, I want to show you if you're already spending, let's say, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 per month or per day on advertising, then I want to show you how to leverage this to the maximum capacity. So how Facebook targeting works, right? So first of all, like, Facebook is smart, right? And you have to use its algorithm because Facebook has data on you. Facebook has data on me. If I'm buying something from a specific store, then Facebook knows I'm a potential buyer. So they'll try to show me more ads. So Facebook has all of this data because the purchase events triggering on when people are buying stuff, then Facebook knows that people are interested in buying. So Facebook will try to show those people more ads. By the way, guys, if you want to help with kind of guiding you through this and implementing this and getting the most results possible with your e-commerce business, you should check out our e-commerce scaling secrets program. There should be a link below. It's only for people who already do good volume. It's not for people who are just starting out. It's only for business owners. So you should check it out. There should be a link below this video. And so back to the point, guys, you have to keep it simple and logical for at least at the beginning for Facebook to figure out like where to show your ads, who to show your ads to. But then as time goes, you will need less and less targeting, right? If you do it properly, you will need less and less targeting. So for example, you know, as I showed you, like, for example, that's just very simple structure that we use majority of our accounts, whether it's ABO, whether it's CBO, it doesn't matter. You can use very broad targeting. And if other elements of your business, I'll explain what other elements need to be aligned for you to achieve this. If those elements are aligned correctly, then you'll be very successful with very broad targeting. And with data and lookalikes, you can find a huge amount of audiences to target, right? So as time goes, you kind of like evolve from these more specific options to broader and broader options and less complexity within your targeting. And guys, one thing to remember, you don't need any special apps. I know there are people selling you apps like $39, $100, like $1,000, like different apps that would show you some hidden targeting options, right? All of this is nonsense, guys, because I mean, as I showed you here, like, we use very broad options. We use very broad targeting options and we do very well with those. What we use across our stores to do like millions of dollars per month in sales. And You don't need anything special for this. You just need to replicate what we do and you'll get amazing results. Now, you don't have to, also some people tell that you have to be very specific who you target, right? I don't recommend you target any audience that's below 100,000 people, right? And even better if you go after audiences that have over 500,000 people in them, right? And let Facebook do its work. You start with 10 interests, right? You start with most logical interests. I'll show you how to find those. You find winners and you then expand from there. Then once you have enough data, you do the lookalikes, and I'll show you how to do lookalikes and what's working for us. And just view it as testing cycles. So let's say the first cycle is your interest, right? Let's say you have the first cycle, you do the interest, right? When you have enough data, you do the lookalike a testing cycle. And then you do the broad testing cycle, right? So this is how to structure, guys. And I'll show you exactly how to do this step by step. So remember that there are only three variables to a successful Facebook campaign, right? Funnel, targeting, and ads, right? And you, if you eliminate the ads, right? And if you eliminate the funnel, and if you understand that the targeting is like very straightforward, like I showed you, then you realize that the whole success of your campaign lays out here. Funnel and ads creative, right? And if none of your targeting options work, this could be your ads or your funnel. So I want to show you exactly how to set up some of these campaigns and how to find this initial targeting option. So let's do this. Let's just have like a new campaign. So when you first start like setting up your stuff right here inside of the ads manager, so what you need to do is you have to choose some targeting options. So we would optimize for the purchase event here, and here we can see like, so the daily budget, we have the location option. So we would start with, let's say, just United States. Let's say we only sell in the United States, right? Also, I recommend for you guys to also test the worldwide options. Like worldwide works very well. If you only exclude some of the high fraud countries, I'd highly recommend to test that as well. So you have the United States, let's say we use just the United States. So we have 18 to 65. So at this point it's quite broad, right? And so if we start with 230 million people and our product is not like extremely wide appeal, then it might not work. So then what that means is we might need some other targeting options to use. We have these. So let's say we are selling the product that is like a beauty product, right? Let's say we sell like a beauty product. So let's do the beauty. For some reason it doesn't show up. Oh yeah, all right. So we have the beauty now. And so you can see there are plenty of these interests, right? And some people would recommend you, hey, you have to go like after these like very small, very like tiny audiences, maybe like names of competitors and stuff like that. Now, that stuff could work, right? But that stuff is not scalable. So even if you get, let's say, several purchases from that, then it will quickly evaporate. And the reason for that is because, guys, if you have 230 million people here, Facebook will not show your ads to like 230 million people. Facebook will try to show your ads to people who specifically like most likely to buy your product. And so there might be, let's say, 1 million people within that audience who's most likely to buy your product. Then Facebook will start to target those people. And then it will just hit those people again and again and again, right? And so you can see the real size of the audience, it would be like not 230, but 1 million people. And so that's what's important to understand. So if your target audience is very specific, let's say your target audience like 100,000 people or even less, then pretty much you have very limited targeting option. Your size of the audience is like this. It's not 100,000 people, it's probably like 5 or 10,000 people. So even if you get like fast initial sales, you might get a few sales, but then it quickly dies. It's not scalable at all because Facebook will just serve, you know, the same ads to those people. People will stop reacting and then you're done, right? The performance just goes down. So we would start with some interests that are more broad. For example, beauty, right? We'll start with beauty. We have some also broader interests like cosmetics, skincare, beauty salons, online shopping, personal care, beautiful skin, right? So we have like easily, just like this, we have 10 interests that we can target. And so what that means is when we target these like 10 interests, then let's say we have 10 ad sets, one interest per ad set. You can do the ABO campaign just to simplify the whole testing process. Then some of these will work, right? Let's say, you know, some of these interests will work. Some of these interests will be profitable for you. Then what happens is if you have, let's say, the interest that it's like working. So let's say we tested all of these interests and it turned out that skincare interests have worked the best. So then what we can do is we go here to skincare and we just search for similar options. Let's say we have other options here. Then we can choose each of these and create extra ad sets, right? We kill the ad sets that are not performing. We kill the basically the ad sets that are not doing well. And then we're just expanding from what's already working. So we have a beautiful skin. Let's say we test this interest. Again, one interest per ad set to start with. When you find, let's say, 3-5 winning interests and they're working well, what you can do is you can combine them together into one broader, bigger option and just target all of them at once. This way you have bigger audience, right? It's more sustainable, it's more scalable, it's more consistent in performance. And this is how you can spend more with more consistency and more with less work, right? So this is the first cycle of the targeting, right? So this is the first cycle. Now, with that being said, you could probably spend, and we profitably spent like $3,000-$5,000 like a day just with interest targeting option. It comes down to your product, to your funnel, and to other elements, not to the targeting itself. Even with target, like very simple targeting options, you can do like $3,000-$5,000 a day in ad spend, do let's say $10,000-$15,000 a day in sales, and just do, you know, decently well, right? So you don't have to be like very sophisticated in terms of that. Now, but that's the first cycle, right? And you can do it continuously. Repeat this cycle again and again. So test new interests, kill the worst performers, scale the best performers, basically combine them together. So then you have consistent and predictable performance. At the same time, guys, what you can do is, so that's the first cycle. What you can do is you can do, once you have enough data on your pixel, and guys, I recommend that you start with general interest, start with behaviors, then you start going into lookalikes. So for example, if you're selling like skincare cream, then you target skincare, right? So these are some of the examples of the options that you can use. So once you've done that, you can gradually expand to bigger and bigger options. So when people try these options and it doesn't work for them, it's most likely not the target. Because if you have a good product, you put it in front of like people, then if people don't buy, it will most likely come down to your like your funnel, your ads, your creative, like the product itself. It will not be the targeting options. We have the most like, we use the most like random targeting options on some products and they just work, right? Because the product itself is good. Facebook knows who to show these ads to in order for us to get amazing performance. So this is the first cycle of testing. Now, lookalikes is the second layer of test. You cannot use lookalikes if you don't have like events or audiences to create it with. So I would recommend you start utilizing lookalikes from 500 events. And in my experience, that's when it starts to perform. You can do it even 100, but then that kind of like sample audience is too small. So I would recommend to start using it from 500. Now there are plenty of the lookalikes that you could use. So I'll just lay it out here. So to start with, you can do lookalikes from view content. Then you can do the lookalikes from people who have added to cart. Then you can do the lookalikes from people who have initiated checkout. Then obviously you can do the lookalikes from people who have purchased. Then you can do the lookalikes from people who have purchased, let's say, more than once or have higher than average lifetime value. And so to create these options, guys, you have here, create new audience, create new, right? And so then you have the lookalike, right? So then you have like particular audience, right? Let's say, so this is the, all right, let's do this. Let's say that's a page that we wanna use. Then we have the audience here, right? So that's the page that we create the lookalikes from. So we can create lookalikes from the page, we can create lookalikes from a specific event. And so here, what we have is basically the engagement-based audience, right? You can see here, so these are very interesting options. So we could use these like 6 audiences, right? So then automatically, we will just create like 6 different lookalikes, right? Which is awesome because like, I mean, at once, you have 6 things that you can test. Let's say you have validated something from the, interest, right? The product is getting momentum, the getting more and more events. So then you can go into lookalikes. You can create 6 of these lookalikes right away. And then you have plenty of things to test. Like now it's not all because You can also, you can see, it's just like dragging these things from here to here, like 5 to 10%. There are plenty of different options that you can expand. Now, what's working the best for us, like right now, are the options where it's basically dragging from 1 to 1, right? So let's say if it's 0 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, right? And so you can repeat that for every like custom audience that you have. So let's say you have people who visited the website. Let's say people, all website visitors, right? So now we have, you know, all website visitors, we have six audiences. So if we click create audience, it will instantly create these audiences. Now, this is just one country. Let's say if we would target like all other, you know, different countries, big four, big five, e-packet countries, we can create lookalikes for all of these countries. Now, the other way that you can create lookalikes, so if we do like, for example, this one, this is how we do it. And this is another very high performing option, guys, that not many people are utilizing. So 0 to 5, one lookalike, this will be quite big audience. I mean, larger, you can see 11 million people, quite large audience. And then, for example, you can do like 1 to 5, and then you can do 6 to 10. So then you have another 10 million people here. So not only you can create like six of these pretty much like in very like automatic manner, right? So you can see here, you would just drag it here. So you would just click like create audience. Let me just create it so you'll see how easy that is. You can see now it's plenty of audiences here. Now let's say we want to target one audience per ad set. Let's say we want to just target 1% lookalikes. So then you can see that's what we can do, right? It's not populated yet. I mean, this pixel, this account, we don't use. I just use it for demonstration purposes here. But then you can see what we can do here. So one audience, so we would do, let's say, one audience per ad set. Let's say we'd have like 10 ad sets. So we have like plenty. You can see so many targeting options to explore. Then what's important to remember, guys, is that no matter what you test, you have to know your numbers. You have to know your break-even ROAS. You have to know how much you can spend to get a sale. You have to know your break-even KPI. So let's say if you sell the product for like $50 and you can spend $20 to get a sale, then your break-even point, break-even KPI is $20. So each ad set, let's say you test up to $20. If it's not getting you a sale, then you shut it down. Now, this is how we do it. Sometimes we give it, spend like more money, or we just monitor the performance on a 3 to 7 day basis. But this is one of the ways, one of the simplest way you can monitor, because I mean, you can just launch it and it will not perform. And if you don't kill it, then it will be just waste of money, right? So you have to carefully control and know your KPIs, when to shut down your ads if they don't perform. Now, so this was just one way, right, that I showed you guys. And so I'll just show you that other way that I showed, like 1 to 5%, for instance, and we use the same audience to create the lookalike from. And again, guys, this is just one kind. Now, these are also the variants that you can do. Like, so just from one event, just from people who visited the website, right? Or just from people who have engaged with your page or with your Instagram page, there are plenty, there are so many different audiences that you can create, right? And you can test. You can see just here. So we have, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So we have 10 audiences here. Right, so I would click create audience. Oh, it tells me it's a replicate. Let's see, 1 to 2%. It has to be different from what already has been created. Fair enough. So we'll just do lookalike. Let's say 1, 2, 3, and then we just use, let's say, the other one. So say 1 to 3%. All website visitors. Fair enough. You can see that's it. Right. So you can see how easy that is, right? So this is the second level of testing. And with this, you can go like to up to like $10,000-$15,000 per day in ad spend, just with these two, like with interest and with lookalikes. So this is how you can do it, guys. And then, so you can see, I'll just add all of these here. So we have the engagement, right? Engagement of the page. We have the engagement of the Instagram page. There never could be like a lack of options for you to target. There's so many targeting options that you could create a test. But first, for this to work, you have to validate it first. You have to need to have a good product in the first place that would when you start expanding, when you start testing more, the product would resonate with people and people would actually buy it, right? Then there are very interesting options. Like, for example, you can have like 10%, top 25% of people who have, of visitors, right? People who have visitors on your website, right? And you have also the video viewers. You can do video viewers, let's say 50%, 75%, 95%. There are so many different options, guys. So this is what's important to remember, that you have to dial in your product, your funnel, and your creative, your ads first. Then all of these options and scaling just becomes like very natural because there are so many different options that you could test. Now, if you have the purchase data, I would start with purchase 1%, last 30 days has been like one of the best performing audiences for us throughout our accounts. You can expand with, for example, purchase. If you have sufficient number of events, then you can expand with three people who purchased in the last 3 days, right? Create custom audience for that and then create lookalikes from that. Then people who purchased last 7 days, people who purchased last 21 days, people who purchased last 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 180 days. So just from the purchase event, right? If you have sufficient data already, if you already do good numbers, then it's 3, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you have 7 audiences just like that from just one event that happened. Like even now, like with the website visitors event that I have showed you guys, like we can do, like you can see here. So for example, if we create like a custom audience, and for example, for all people who have visited the website in the last 3 days, so then we would name the audience, we would save it. People who visited in the last 7 days, right? People who visited the last 14 days, people who visited the last 30 days, let's say, right? Then we have 90 days, then we have 180 days. So we have so many options here that we can create and then create lookalikes from. So the supply of the lookalikes is never, never a problem. That's on that part, guys. And then what you can do again, yeah, you can expand those like with, when you have the 1%, then you can expand those to like 1 to 2, 2 to 3, the way I showed you guys. The structure for interest, like this here is what you can do, guys, for testing initially. Let's say you're starting testing the product. What you can do is like very simple structures, like 10 interest, $10 each interest. I showed you exactly how to find, or you can do $100 with CBO and let Facebook figure it out. I prefer ABO. I like ABO because it's simpler to manage on pixels where we have sufficient amount of data. We do CBOs mostly just to keep it very simple. But I have showed you also, guys, the very simple structure that you could use for CBOs, right? So CBO might have only one asset. If that asset is big enough audience, that's what's important to remember. And then you would have, let's say, 4, 5, 10 different creative like ads options on the ad level, which, you know, I covered some of my other videos. You can check it out my channel. And so basically how to structure the creative and content testing and production and stuff like that. So this is what you can do, guys. Now to start with, you can do very simple structure. So 4 ads in each. So for example, 4 creatives to test and find a winner. The simplest thing, let's say if you have like a video, then you can do different first 5 seconds. And so you can just test it that way. Now, you can also use the combination of flex targeting and 1 interest per ad set. So just see what's working for you. And so typically we would go 50%, 50-50 split. So for example, the way it would work, guys, is let's say if we want to like create like a new ad set, let's say we'll just edit this one, right? So we'll just eliminate this lookalike audience if that's there. Oh, it's not there. Okay, cool. So let's say we start with some interest. So all demographic interest. So let's do the beauty. Yeah, all right, so we have the beauty, right? Now what we can do is 1 interest we can just publish as is. So we have, let's say, quite large audience here. But then what we could do is we can overlap this with engaged shoppers, right? So then this audience goes from 140 to 55 million people, which is quite good. And then we can start testing it, right? And so again, if your product is good, if your product is wide appeal, if your product is, you know, matching with that audience and something that, you know, maybe not like too saturated, then what you can do is just utilize these options going like quite broad from the beginning, right? So the third level of the third layer of testing, as I showed you guys, is basically going with the broader audience, right? So the broader audiences. And so
when you have sufficient data, when you have the, when you went for with interest, you tested the lookalikes, then you have the broader, right? Then you can open up the floodgates. Sometimes, guys, you can go broader from the start. If your product is very wide appeal, the product that would appeal like to many people, let's say it's like weight loss product, skincare product, beauty product, so quite like wide appeal and not very like expensive price point, then you might go very broad from the start, right? So these are the three layers of targeting, and these are, this is the structure that you can do now with broad. You can already do like, you know, $20, $30, $50, $100,000 per day in ad spend. So that just becomes very easy, and also very easy to train your media buyer, because you wouldn't say like, hey, do this like very sophisticated research for the targeting audiences, but do instead the broad stuff. Here's what works. Focus on the creative, focus on the product, focus on the funnel, and it's very easy to kind of like outsource it and just give someone else to manage it for you and get amazing results. So once you have these options, once you test, again, remember to kill your losers, scale your winners. The simplest way to scale is just to stack your winners together in one ad set, so there is no like a lot of overlap. You can do the duplication, but then it kind of like overlaps with one another. We try not to do too much duplication recently. We try to more like stack the audiences together. And guys, yeah, never stop testing. Once you have something that's working, try to improve each variable in your funnel and try to improve your product, your delivery, your infrastructure. I mean, all of the moving parts in the business, because advertising is just one part of the business. And that's exactly what we train our students in e-commerce scaling secrets program. So guys, if you're interested, if you already have a business that does, let's say $10, $50, $100,000 per month or more, you want to scale it to the next level, then you should apply for the program, and we'll see if we can help you. So thank you guys for watching. I hope that was valuable. Let me know if you have any questions in the comments. I'll try to answer those. I'll see you guys in the next video. Subscribe to my channel, like this video. I'll see you guys in the next one.